Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ernie Orovitz. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Klein. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tony Roeg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Stone. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dean Stone. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orovitz. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Kell moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell scores. Busby scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lawler. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Lawler steals second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is walked intentionally. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up towards short. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Tony Roig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Caris Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caris Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. Caris Quell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Caris Quell moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Specshay now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roig fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Specshay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shea for the out. One out. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0-for-1 in the game. Orovets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orovets moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Orovets moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roig fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Klein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Roig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roig is 0-1 in the game. Roig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Sievers trying to get to home. Rivera throws the ball into Lawler who tags Sievers who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell bunts towards the mound. Shea juggles the ball. That's an error on Shea. Minoso moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shea juggles the ball. That's an error on Shea. Minoso moves to third. Kell moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Minoso scores. Kell moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kell scores. Rivera moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roig fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-2 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Schoonmaker pinch hits for Specshea. Jerry Schoonmaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoonmaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Chico Caris Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caris Quell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Caris Quell bunts towards third. Roig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox bunts towards the mound. Abernathy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Caris Quell moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Caris Quell moves to third. Fox moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Caris Quell scores. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew now playing third base. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein misplays the ball. That's an error on Klein. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-3 in the game. Trux bunts towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orovitz. Fox reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera throws the ball into Carrasquel, who tags Abernathy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Busby strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orovitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-3 in the game. Trux bunts towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to second. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. It's 10-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Runnels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.